The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans. Here on a Saturday, it is time for Busted Open Radio Podcast Edition. I am Ryan McKinnell, your weekend host, holding it down per usual, and joining me as always, my tag team partner here on Saturday, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. And here on this Saturday's show, we are going to take a deep dive into what we saw last night on SmackDown, including a new but familiar look from the rated R superstar Edge, making his return sort of last night on SmackDown. We'll dive into that in the triple threat at WrestleMania between him, Daniel Bryan, and Roman Reigns. We are also going to give you a stand and deliver preview two-nighter for NXT on Wednesday and Thursday this week. So we're going to dive into stand and deliver, give you a preview for that. And of course, it wouldn't be a weekend edition of Busted Open without weekly winner where Mark and I give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. So sit back, relax, click play, get it going here on a Saturday. It's time for some Busted Open Radio.
Yeah, Saturdays are the best. We are back here on a Saturday weekend edition of Busted Open. I'm Ryan McKinnell. That is Mark Henry. And familiar saxophone sounds of Saturday Night Live. I feel like it's been running for like 50 years. Not as long as the WWE, but a staple of American entertainment. I think they got a new episode going down tonight on NBC. It's always good. We can mention NBC now. Got that Peacock love. We're all tied in together from Saturday Night Main Event to SNL and everything in between. But Mark, not a part of Peacock. At least not quite yet.
Not yet.
NXT, not yet. NXT getting it on with Stand and Deliver, their two-night answer to WrestleMania going down this week. It's obviously going to be a part of Peacock. There's a lot of excitement with this card, Mark. We were just talking about it, obviously, from top to bottom. The card, 10 matches from top to bottom in both nights put together. We talked about our excitement for the hard-hitting showdown that is going to be Tommaso Ciampa and Walter for that NXT UK championship. I think, Mark, honestly, I love the idea of seeing Cesaro and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. That's awesome, right? I love the idea of seeing Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. That is awesome. But if I'm being honest, if I'm just looking at the week ahead and the match that I am most looking forward to, it is Walter and Tommaso Ciampa, because I kind of like what you said. When I'm thinking and visualizing that match going back and forth in my head, the idea of those two getting it in and doing what they're, you know, capable of, I just envision myself throughout that match jumping out of my chair possibly more often with that one than any other match on the card. It's just going to be a holy shit match, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, you also got to throw in Leon Ruff and Swerve and, you know, the Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes, Dexter Lumis, LA Knight. Like, man, like, that's going to be something. Each one of those guys adds something special.
Yeah. Especially with what we saw from LA Knight on Wednesday, him earning his shot in that match. It was good to see, you know, it's going to be good to see him getting that placement on the card and that, as you mentioned, that six-man gauntlet eliminator, and that's going to determine the number one contender for that NXT North American Championship. That is going to be happening on night two. So whoever wins that match in that six-man gauntlet is going to get a chance at the North American Championship on night two at Stand and Deliver.
Let me hit you with something, Ryan.
Yeah, what? Let's go.
Does LA Knight sometimes remind you of The Rock?
Yeah, he does. And I think I think you and I might have talked about this with right when he debuted, at least a little bit. It's that sort of polished, animated, projecting sort of way that he does with his promos. And there's a little bit of Southern twang, too, to his delivery, which makes me feel a little bit of Austin. So it's like, they're two of the greatest promo men in the history of the business when you talk about Steve Austin and The Rock, right? So I'm not trying to put that expectation on LA Knight. I'm just saying he evokes a sort of emotional response that reminds me of those guys.
Yeah, I just see, you know, I want him to be very cautious about his mannerisms and about just because you're a fan of someone doesn't mean that you have to emulate them. You know, it's okay to take little pieces, but when a cadence sounds like somebody is like a reenactment of something that already happened. I'm not a fan of that.
What about this? We know this man well. Big fan of Action Bronson, the MC, right? Out of New York. When Action Bronson dropped, he drew comparisons to Ghostface Killah. I mean, strong comparisons to Ghostface to the point where I don't really think he really had to apologize, but for a lot of people, they had to get over the fact that, hey, he's doing his own thing, but he sounded so much like Ghostface that there are people still today, when I talk about Action Bronson with them, they won't listen to him because they feel like he's completely biting Ghostface, which I don't believe, but I understand why they say that, because they sound so similar.
Right, and I mean, they sound somewhat similar, but if you listen to both of those guys, Their cadences are different, and the content of what they talk about is different.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I do think you bring up something interesting, though, about potentially LA Knight being a little too closely resembling a Young Rock. So, I didn't mean to actually bring up Young Rock, and it's a show now, and I gotta be mindful of that. But that's definitely something interesting. Hey! You talk about multi-person matches. Obviously, that was the six-man match. How about that triple threat tag team match with the Grizzled Young Veterans taking on Legado del Fantasma and the returning, as we saw this week, MSK, which I was very excited with. That could be a banger, Mark.
Oh, man, I know it's going to be a banger. You just look at the tag that they had with Fantasma.
Yeah.
Like, them guys, I told you, I was real high on that match. Like, it told stories. They actually worked wrestling holds, which was something that's almost foreign in today's wrestling.
Holds.
And they looked good. They did some exciting stuff. They gave people that like to see flip flying and flaring, however you want to put that. Like, they got
the flip flaring. You just say you're doing your Eddie Murphy.
Bill Cosby. My Eddie Murphy impersonation of Bill
Cosby. Of Bill Cosby, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
good stuff.
Can't give Bill Cosby credit for that. But like that's going to be a hell of a match, man. That's going to be a hell of a match. Yeah. We're going to really Man, I'm excited. This is going to be a hell of a WrestleMania weekend.
It's going to be a hell of a WrestleMania weekend. And then it continues into the week after with the changes to the lineup in terms of what we're going to be watching and digesting and talking about. A very big 2-week stretch for the entire business here. It is really exciting. That night one, talking about really exciting, I mean, there's that six-man gauntlet at Stand and Deliver. There's that triple threat tag team match you just talked about. How about the night kicking off with a man that I don't know if it's even possible for him to have a bad match in WWE. I haven't seen it. Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight, taking on Kushida. what is that match going to look like, Mark Henry? Because when this all said and done, I might very well be most looking forward, right, to Walter and Ciampa. When this is all said and done, Kushida and Pete Dunne might have the match of the week when we look back on WrestleMania weekend.
I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be a hell of a match. But they both have said something that not many people say, that they're the best technical wrestler. Like, don't make claims that you can't keep. And with that being said, I think they're going to try to prove that. That match is going to be slower than normal between those two guys because they're going to be technically sound. I think they're going to be the match that everybody's going to say, now that is a wrestling match.
And
I think they'll leave all the high flying and super excitement stuff to other people.
Well, styles make fights, and those two definitely have very distinct styles as we talk about Pete Dunne and Kushida. As we talk about WrestleMania week, now is a great time to remind all our serious listeners out there to be joining our virtual WrestleMania party. It is happening on Sunday, April 11th from 1 to 3 Eastern. It's via Zoom. It's going to be hosted by Dave LaGreca, our man right here, Mark Henry, and Bully Ray. Yours truly will also be making an appearance at some point on that Sunday as we get that figured out. So don't worry, I will be appearing as well to hang out with you guys and girls as we celebrate WrestleMania again. That's going to be Sunday, April 11th, 1 to 3 Eastern. To sign up and get your chance to join the party with Dave, Bully, and Mark, all you got to do is go to SiriusXM.com/WrestleMania. So, Mark, back to the rest of this card. Night
Don't
two for
nothing.
Stand and Deliver. Nope, that's right. Free Fitty, the best price.
Free.
The best price.
99.
That's right. So, night two of Stand and Deliver, April 7th, obviously Thursday. Mark, great card in its own. Like I said, when you got Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly on the mid card in this unsanctioned match, I mean, this would be a main event on any other card. And what I love about this story, Mark, is this goes back 10 years plus, really. Actually, the first time I really paid attention to Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole was Best in the World. I'm probably butchering the event, but it was like 10 years ago. It was in a hybrid rules match, and Kyle O'Reilly split Adam Cole's lip up to his nose. I want to say it was with a Shining Wizard. I haven't seen the match in years, but it was that match where they were beating the shit out of each other. It was stiff as stiff can gets. They were trying to prove a point. They were young and they were determined. They were trying to make their names in the business. It absolutely worked. I never forgot either one of them. And here we sit 10 years later, still very much young in their career, heading into a massive, massive event at Stand and Deliver, and they're going to get their time to shine. Like I said, it could be a main event, Mark. It's not. It's on the undercard, but that is a testament to how freaking stacked this entire event is on both nights.
Yeah, you lost me when you said split his lip up to his nose. You lost me. I ain't hear nothing
look at
after
the pictures,
that.
Man.
I was
it's
frozen.
Disgusting.
Oh, I don't want to never see it. Like, yeah. I mean, that's – you talk about stiff. Shit. Man, I'm
just
over here cringing.
Just sitting there. Like, oh. Cole was like making words and just like, it looked like he
looked like a Star Wars.
Blood everywhere. And it was that clumps of blood. You know, when it's not like leaking blood and it's just like the coagulated clumps of blood and it's just like falling on the mat. Shit was gnarly. Mm-hmm. You can taste it, right? You okay? You all right?
Mm-mm.
No? You good? You know, you got a little water.
Right now.
You got a little water.
I'm using all the force.
You got a little water under your tongue?
To keep it down. You know, your mouth fill up and behind your ears start like tingling.
Uh huh. You taste a little pennies.
Bottom lip start shaking.
Pennies.
Easy. Easy. I taste pennies right now. Stop it,
bro. If I got you to puke.
Oh
on the
my
air,
god!
You know
that
how, I mean, I would feel bad. I would feel bad, but also it would also be amazing. And I would also feel like on some level, Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly should feel some. Mark took his headset off. I think he might actually puke, Nation. If this actually happens, I want some sort of like radio award. I don't know if they give those. I don't really know, but I want that. You all right, big man? You good?
You're a fucking bastard.
All right, we got like 30 seconds left. I'm just going to ask you this. What match are you most looking forward to at Stand and Deliver?
Oh, Ciampa and Wilder.
All right, there you go. The big man. The big man giving it up for the big men. We are going to give Mark a break. Not very long. Not very long. Just 60 seconds. We'll see if he can get that taste of pennies out of his mouth and get it all pulled together. We got Weekly Winner coming up next. Hour 3 underway here on Busted Open.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey everyone, this is former NFL linebacker and current SiriusXM NFL radio host Kirk Morrison, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, Total Coverage. Each week, I'll be joined by some of the greatest minds in the game as we explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results. Whether we're breaking down player techniques, game plans, or coaching philosophies, we'll explain the details that define our favorite performances. New episodes will be available every Tuesday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell are here to answer the difficult questions. What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Ryan McKinnell is back to give you his insight on who it's going to have the best show of the week of was in professional wrestling. Oh, no, wait. He's back. He's wiping off his mouth. He's taking a deep breath. He's putting the headphones on. He's back. You all right? You good? No. What is that? Is that what he's – what is – what? It's Cheerios? Okay, you have Cheerios? Is that to fill up some
that,
of the
– I got to get that taste out of my mouth.
That's great. Well
– wow.
Nation, as Mark, we can hear the Cheerios. You know that, right? We can hear you.
Hold on.
You're like Dreamer with the pretzels right now. Like, hold I'm on. Being empathetic. I know that you have to get to, you have to get the taste of pennies out of your mouth.
I had to get that. I taste feel like, out of my mouth. Man.
I hope you went Honey Nut at least. It's not the plain Cheerios, right? You went Honey Nut
plain
Cheerios.
Plain Cheerios, no sugar.
That's disgusting. That would make me puke.
As what you just described.
Nah, man. If you gave me a bowl of Cheerios right now and they were plain Cheerios and not being Honey Nut, that would make me throw up. Like the shock to my system would make me barf.
Lack of sugar.
Out of my mouth.
You just got to have some sugar.
Unless General General Cheerios without the sugar wants to give us a sponsorship, then it's my favorite cereal then of all time, and I eat that shit every Saturday. Tastes like bacon. Tastes like bacon dipped in fried chicken, dipped in washing it all down with Pepsi. Oh, man. Well, it took us 2 hours, 3 hours to start talking about food, so that's some sort of record.
That's got to be a record.
Sure. Oh, that's definitely a record. I don't even
This is the first time we really talked about food.
That's why I said that's a record, for sure. Guaranteed. Wow. I know we don't have like an official food statistician that keeps track of how long it takes any given show to get into food talk, but I can almost confident. I put a pinky on it. I feel confident this is the longest it's taken us.
Wow. And you said bacon? Bro, there's a place here in Austin. You go and they have a thing called a bucket of bacon. And you can get jalapeno bacon. You can get Jamaican spice bacon. Of course, regular bacon. Honey bacon. And then they got what they call $1 million bacon.
Of course they do.
And they bake it with brown sugar and pepper flakes, like the red pepper flakes. And it's crispy, like it's like candy, like bacon candy, like breaks, like brittle.
Bro, I can't do this.
Lord,
can you get a variety bucket where it's all the different bacons, and you can just dip your hand in, and you don't know what you're gonna pull out?
I don't know. I never asked, but I tell you what: when you come to Texas, when you come to Texas, brother, and we watch Dave get beat up the day before, or maybe the day after,
thunder up his ass, Mark.
Damn, that's scary. That's the thought of it.
This is one of the scariest threats. Yeah,
but we'll be full of bacon when it happens.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Yeah,
hey, it's him. It's him.
Yeah, no, it's we're laughing. We're laughing. There will be no run-ins. There will be no saving. Yeah, there will be.
I'm not saving. No, I'm not going in the ring. I'm gonna be a fan just like everybody else. I'm sitting in the audience, and I'm watching the show. And I just saw that one of the matches is Red Velvet versus La Rosa Negra.
I like it.
And it said, "Who wins?" is the poll. And it's 50-50 right now.
As it so always is in modern times, seems like everything's 50-50. You know, with all the ribbon that Dave's been giving to me, honestly, over the last few weeks, Mark, I might slip Thunder Rosa some salt or some green mist before the match.
Not only will
I might be ringside laughing at Dave. I might be. I didn't have a side in Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker like Dave seemed to like work himself into. But I definitely got a side in Thunder Rosa versus Dave LaGreca. There's no question.
So you're gonna be all. You're gonna be cheering for Thunder Rosa. Oh man, that's awesome. I can't. He called you neckbeard.
He called me neck, and that's the thing. I don't think he understands what a neck beard is, like with the tip of the fedora and the scroungy neck beard. My beard is luscious.
It's
opposite
manicured.
Of a neck beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's,
yeah. And
there's
I
no
it
connection
night.
Between your yeah. chest oh. hair and your beard.
Thank you, Mark. And another thing, during quarantine, I didn't go to a barber. This shit is all me. All this lining up, all this nice beard work done by yours truly in my mirror. I care. I'm passionate about my beard, and I hold a grudge. So go Thunder Rosa. I'll be getting you that salt in no time. Right in the fucking eyes. Just, bam. How you like that, LaGreca? All right. We're
there's
going to
be so many people there. Oh, my God. It's going to be a super spreader.
Oh, God, Mark.
I'm wearing a mask, gloves.
I'm going to put a condom on just because. Hopefully, we have all been vaccinated by that point, and there will be no super spreading.
Is it too soon to make a joke like that?
Yeah. My pulse went up. I heard that. I was just like, nope, rewind. I wish we were back a year ago when the show wasn't live and we could edit stuff out before we went to the printing press, essentially. All right. Listen, I'm going to put a plug on this because I literally don't know what is going to get said or what I'm going to have to apologize for next. It is weekly winter time. It is time, Mark, where we give the nation the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. So I'm going to let you start because you're Mr. Chuckles over there. I do want to hear who gets your prestigious award for the week of April, whatever. Let's go. Weekly winter time.
Man. Pull it together, big man. I'm gonna start on Monday night, which you know I usually do. Monday was probably the most entertaining Raw that we've had. At least three times in that show, I busted out laughing loud, like belly laughed, and you never do that at Raw.
No,
you know what I'm saying.
I laughed at that comment.
I'm not picking on Raw like that. I mean, it's 3 hours. Stuff kind of gets monotonous sometime, and you get a lot of promos or whatever, backstages. Bro, when Miz and Morrison did the Bad Bunny song,
yeah,
I was so entertained, and I was like, you know, bobbing along with it. And then at one point, one of the lines Miz said something, and I laughed, and I was like, God, that was good. Oh, man, that's awesome. And then probably about middle of the show, there's a backstage with Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, and – here comes AJ Styles and Almost, and they start talking, and AJ is trying to say something, but Kofi just starts cutting him off. No, we're going to go to the ring. We're going to the ring. And they, like, danced to the ring to have a game night. And, oh, my God, man, like three times in that, I laughed. You know, when they made reference to the shirt, to the, what right. is it? Is the mauve. Oh, mauve. And he was like, yeah, it is mauve. And I popped. And then they start playing the game, and Kofi is acting like he won the Super Bowl. He won a WrestleMania match because he wins these games that they're playing. And AJ Styles and Almost, like, they have no clue about what he's like. I don't know what that is. And he didn't break, he didn't laugh, and it was just like, wow, how in the hell is this dude not laughing? It was very entertaining, to put it in perspective. The matches were, everything was a setup for what was happening at WrestleMania. And that's what all the shows are going to be until WrestleMania is over with. They're not going to risk putting people in there where somebody's going to get injured.
Everything is super clean. Reliable. Yeah.
And Seth Rollins and Cesaro, like the giant swing in the back. Like, I kept closing my eyes because, you know, there's so many things, implements and stuff, boxes and people walking by, driving carts. And I'm like, he's swinging him and anything could happen. I was like looking through my eyes. I was looking through my hand. I mean, I was entertained by the show.
Hey, speaking of, you talk about Cesaro and Rollins, obviously they're on SmackDown. What do you think about Baron Corbin just showing up on Monday Night Raw and kind of like, I mean, this is what my worry always is with the draft and everything that's happened with that. They break up the Hurt Business. You know, Corbin makes these appearances. Just, can you kind of make some sense of that for the fans out there?
You know what? I think that Baron Corbin has not been utilized a lot leading up into this WrestleMania thing, and they just wanted to get more eyes on him for people to kind of see what happened. I was going to get to them breaking up the Hurt Business. I wanted to kind of save that for last because I was so critical of it yesterday. I did not think that should happen. And
I don't think many people did, Mark.
I don't think anybody did that I know of.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
I was very, very disappointed because of not only was it one of the saving graces of the pandemic, it's a moneymaker. And if it makes dollars, then it should make sense. They have the third best selling merch. Like, they're making the company money.
On a show, Mark, where I don't know how many needle movers and how many interesting things are happening on Monday Night Raw on a week-to-week basis. That's not to shit on anyone on the show, but, you know, it's a three-hour show. It gets long in the tooth sometimes, and there's some disjointed storytelling at different points. The Hurt Business was anything but all that. Like, the Hurt Business was working. Mark, you brought up the merch. Like you said, third in sales or whatever you think. It didn't make a lot of sense. Now, if it's leading to a bigger story, if there's something that compelling that can be spun out of this, I just don't understand it this close to WrestleMania, this close. And also, how long do people get? Like, great things like there was hardly any time with the Hurt Business. It was a hot minute. It was
a hot
good.
Minute.
Yeah, and then it was gone. Like, where? Why? Why? I just can't understand the logic, Mark. I can't.
Let me point out a couple of things, too, just so we can get into the meat of this. Yeah. Did you see them talking to Shelton and Shelton say, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a grown-ass man. You talk to me like that. I was like, ooh, look at the big balls on Shelton. And then the whole thing with him pushing Cedric Alexander into the corner, Shelton gave him a free fall suplex, backward suplex. I don't know if I ever seen Bobby take a bump like that. And I don't think Bobby had much to do with it. Shit, it's like, goodbye. Shelton is unbelievably special, man.
He is, but that's why the Hurt Business worked. It's all special people with different stories, different roles. It all melded. MVP leading the pack and just having such an interesting sort of story being told with all these different players. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me. And then here's a great point that Guns brings up the second time I said this show. Mark it down. It is the end of the world. It is literally. Do you know what today is, Mark? It is April 3rd, 2021.
The end of the world.
It is 4-3-2-1. The final countdown has commenced. Guns has made two good points on this show, and I can't believe those words have said. So everything has come together.
I love y'all. I just want to tell everybody I love y'all before we die, because this is the end of the damn world.
Yep. Love
you, countdown has begun.
Yep. So here's what Guns had to say. They gave more time to fucking Retribution than the Hurt Business. He's absolutely right.
Oh, my God, they did.
Makes you want to take your heart out and just stomp on it and just cry and weep and just – he's right. They gave more time to Retribution, I think, than the Hurt Business. And if not, we're just – it's like the same. It sucks.
During that thing, you know, you get to the match with Bobby and Shelton.
Yeah.
I thought was really good. I thought that Shelton needed to be stronger.
Yeah.
But you know what? I understand what it is. And without getting into being the almighty eyes and pulling the curtain back too far, like, Shelton did his job.
Yeah.
And you talk about the Retribution thing. Man, I thought Drew McIntyre and I thought Drew McIntyre the match that he had with Ricochet was good. I thought Ricochet stepped up and act like he had a set. It wasn't no complaining. It wasn't no whining. Even in the promo in the back, Ricochet was like, listen, man, I'm not afraid of you. Like, if you want to fight, then shit, let's go to the ring and fight, man. Enough with all the talk. I was like, who is this guy? Where has this guy been the last 2 years? Like, let's give Ricochet some teeth. Let's give him a reason to go out there and start fighting people rather than having spot show matches.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get him to balance it out, he'll be great. He'll be like, you know, Hall of Fame level, because he's got that kind of potential. And then I can't say Mustafa Ali. It's Mustafa Ali.
Yeah.
He comes out, and he has good chemistry with Drew. So, I mean, the show was good. Monday, this was a better show than what Dave and Bully talked about. And, yeah, there's stuff that happened this week in wrestling that I was disappointed with.
Yeah, there always is.
You know, I mean, just the way but is. I'm not going to dwell on the fact that they did the setup the same way at NXT as they did with the women. And that's where they dropped the ball. They dropped the ball with the women. I think they're still scrambling because Charlotte is gone. The plans have changed.
Yeah.
There's stuff that's out of their control. They're trying to throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. I'm not mad at them. Yeah. But the thing that I wanted to emphasize on is the quality of the work that was done. How about we pat everybody on the back for how hard they worked? And I guarantee you, that damn video that Miz and Morrison did took hours, if not days, to do. They didn't just go to get in the studio and get in there and do that in one take. No. I saw a lot of work that went into Raw. And, man, this is the longest I think I ever spent on Raw. It's 17 minutes.
I would say I think you spent about 11 minutes on Monday Night Raw. So if it's not getting your weekly winner, I think you have some explaining to do because you certainly
you
treated
know what?
It like it's getting your weekly winner.
Okay, how about this? How about this? We 17 minutes in. I don't want to monopolize all the time.
Why don't we take a break? I enjoyed
NXT.
No, Mark, let's do this. Let's take a break. We've never done this before. We've never done two-segment weekly winner, but you are just scratching the surface. We can take a break and come back. We can tease the audience and finish our weekly winner segment when we come back. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Look at that. Look at that. Making decisions on the fly here on a
Saturday. On the fly.
If you want to find out who our weekly winner was as we – well, and, you know, in fairness to weekly winner, we did spend like the first 5 minutes of this segment talking about bacon and God knows what else. So you know what? I'll put the blame on all of us in our bellies here on a Saturday. So quick break. When we come back, we are going to finish up weekly winner where we give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. And I maybe Mark is leading to Monday Night Raw. I still don't know. You'll have to find out when we come back here on a Saturday. This Bust Open.
Pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell are here to answer the difficult questions. What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Yeah, it was so nice. We had to do it twice. You heard it right there. Part two times of Weekly Winner getting underway. All right, Mark, we left off with you going on a nice soliloquy about Monday Night Raw. I feel like it was framed wonderfully, but would you like to move on to Wednesday, perhaps?
Well, let's go on to Wednesday. So I recorded or DVR'd AEW and watched NXT live for a change. Because normally it's been the other way around. And I enjoyed the show. I really did. I thought that it was really cool to see everybody preparing for what the pay-per-view was going to give and be about. Because that's kind of what Raw did and that's what SmackDown did.
Right.
But the difference is the women looked really good on SmackDown, and the guys had kind of like, you know, so-so matches. But it was entertaining nonetheless. And I'm not going to get into everything like I did with Raw because it'll take another 17 minutes. The AEW, Christian Cage, is exactly who we thought he was. He's exactly who we thought he was, and we let him off the hook.
Cage was who we thought he was, and we let him off the hook.
The guy is unreal.
Yeah, man.
Now, he wasn't in there with chopped liver. Right?
No, he's in there. Frankie Kazarian, a vet himself.
Frankie is a veteran, but Frankie has been with AEW for how long? A year and change?
Yeah, the absolute start. First tag team champ.
Best match he had on the show.
Agreed.
Best match that he had on AEW.
He was
hands down,
his ass, he
far,
was his ass off. Yeah.
Far and away.
Yeah.
Because of the talent of Christian. And Christian is going to break that out of everybody. And then they're going to say, well, shit, man, you need to work like that all the time. And then the program is going to get better. That's why Christian was such an unbelievable acquisition. I try to tell people, why is everybody shitting on the fact that the second guy was Christian? And maybe in popularity, you put Christian first and then you bring in Big Show. But yeah. I'm not going to go back to that. I'm just going to keep going from now. That match was one of the best matches that they've had on AEW in its existence. It's top five already. One match. What the hell is going to happen next?
And with not a lot of build. They framed it with some history, like Excalibur talked about, you know, hey, I saw him at this gym and 10 years ago, whatever, the whole story. That was great, right? But not much of a story being told for such a great match.
No, only 1 week before, like, hey, man, let's have a match next week and see if you are what you say you are. And then you get 1 week of buildup. Imagine a storyline in wrestling somebody every night for like, you know, a month or two. But we'll get there.
Yep.
Match was great. Jay Cargill, once again, came on the screen and made you go, she said, I'm that bitch.
And the way, like, she finished it. Yeah. Emphatic. When she learns.
Emphatically.
When she really gets her feet underneath her in terms of in-ring, I shudder to think of what her ceiling is.
She is
a force.
Oh, man. Like, her ceiling is, you know, a dome. I mean, it is unreal what she's been able to do in the short amount of time that she's had to do it in.
Yeah.
And you go right over to Cody and QT. Very great storytelling. I didn't say very good. I said it was very great storytelling. Cody, I feel like, has had to slow down for QT. And no, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, but Cody's work rate looked incredibly different. You could tell that he worked different to carry. Match was good. The energy was good, and they did things that bettered the angle. It bettered the fact that they're going to see each other again. And this time, there won't be any pleasantries. It's like, you're an ass. I was out here with the impression that we were going to have a respectable competition, and you pulled the wool over my eyes. You screwed me. Now I'm going to kick your ass. And those stories are the ones that make wrestling wrestling. And I love the fact that you have references of Jericho and his faction against MJF and his faction. They had references throughout the entire show about what's going to happen. You heard Excalibur and Jim Ross talk about it. The whole show, they referenced that.
And you got the return, which was a big deal, which was a great little piece of business,
exactly,
if you will.
You got a return. I thought that Moxley's interaction was great. Are good because of who he worked with. The guys really got to get more ground-based and make Moxley work from the ground up, because the thing that people don't remember about Stone Cold Steve Austin matches is Steve would womp and stomp from the time that you locked up, flip the bird, punch, 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 you reverse, hit your ropes, clothesline. He didn't shoot you in the corner, come in, give you an elbow, boom. And then, bam, he was down for the rest of the match. He had to work up from the ground to make you go, come on, Steve. Like, Moxley is going to have to change the style. He likes the womp and stomp, and it doesn't make you look weak, or it doesn't lessen you to be grounded and work from the bottom. That's my take on wrestling.
I like that. But I like that framing,
The Darby Allin is I'm a fan. I think that
how could you not be at this point, Mark? I mean, man, the guy is on fire.
Is on fire, yeah. But more than anything, he's different. He gives levity to the fact that everybody don't have to be big, that everybody don't have to look the same, work the same. You look Sting. Sting never worked the same as everybody.
That's a great point.
He was different, and Darby is exactly the same. He does not have to work. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. No, go ahead. He
doesn't have to work like everybody else to make what he does matter and work.
No, what I was going to say is I don't want to take Weekly Winner into a third segment. So,
okay. So
yes, that being said, curious.
We get to SmackDown, and you see what we did with SmackDown last night. You saw what we got.
Yep.
It wasn't rocket science.
That was a go home. Well, sort of.
It was a go home. It was like, you know, they build up for next week more than anything.
Right.
And it was cool to see Baron Corbin. I texted him and said, I see what time it is, because twice he's referenced the $45,000 watch that, you know, I wish I had 45 grand to just go buy a watch now. I want to go back to making that kind of money.
I actually heard he bought it off of Cameron Grimes because Cameron got sick of it and he just
I see what you did.
He skipped the eBay fees.
He skipped all of that. But, you know, nonetheless, I wanted to give AEW the Weekly Winner.
Okay.
But I saw how much work went into Raw on Monday. And even though we didn't agree with the breakup of the Hurt Business, there were things that was involved in that I thought was just too good to deny. I didn't agree with it. It's got garlic and butter on it, so I'm going to eat it anyway.
Well,
so I'm going to give my Weekly Winner to Monday Night Raw.
Okay. Well, I'm going to duck as the incoming Styrofoam cups, like when Hogan turned, when Hogan dropped the leg right on Macho and joined the NWO.
I know they're gonna turn on me
because I'm not catching that shit.
Because AEW was probably a more important show.
Probably, Mark, you picked a show that they broke up the Hurt Business on. You said that was your Weekly Winner.
But the work.
I'm going
with the work, man. I'm going with the structure.
Okay.
I'm going with what Miz and Morrison did. And the fact that I laughed my ass off, and I'm going with Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods in there with a guy that's 7 feet tall and 330 pounds that did not crack whatsoever. He looked like China. He was a monster in there.
Okay. All right. And I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm done. I've already given 30 minutes to this. I'm done.
I was going to say this. AEW is getting my Weekly Winner because of Tay Conti. That's it. I'm completely for sale. If that's what you want to do, I'm cool with it.
What is that guy's name? What is the rapper that did that song?
Oh, the ass song? I don't know.
Guns would know.
Gus, yes. Well, he's a strip club DJ. He has the voice and everything. It's right in his wheelhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, on stage two... Big Sean.
See, we knew it, though.
Yes.
No, but I make jokes. I do love Tay Conti, and I do love,
come on, man,
seeing her
don't
on
dress
my
it
television
up.
Every
don't
Wednesday.
Don't put the wig on the pig.
Yeah,
like
right.
Ass. She fine.
Tay is a lovely wrestler.
She is a lovely woman. Yes, she is.
A lovely woman, a lovely entertainer.
She is
but no.
Fine.
She is. Someone asked me. So I'm not actually. You know what?
Tell me in the break.
I'll tell you in the break. But no, when you look from top to bottom from AEW, I mean, I joke a little bit.
Speaking
about
Tay
Conti, that Mark, are you gonna let? you really.
I'm gonna get reprimanded for this show.
Oh boy.
It's okay.
Well, I mean, at least
I'll
it's
take
funny.
It with and being you, reprimanded I mean, yesterday.
You are speaking of plenty of truth when you are joking, so I'm here for it. But no, top to bottom, match of the week for me, Christian Cage, Frankie Kazarian. When you lead your show with that, and you make me halfway interested in what QT Marshall's bringing with Cody Rhodes, which, again, I like the story told there. You already highlighted Moxley and Bonnoni. I thought that was good in the promo that Moxley cut. I thought for not having a lot of history with Bonnoni, and really not caring about that match a lot, Moxley really showed in the promo leading up to that match why he is so highly coveted in the professional wrestling world. Just fantastic promo work by him. The stuff with MJF and the Pinnacle and then Inner Circle, that was great. And the Arcade Anarchy match, which I didn't think I was going to like in the main event, you got the return. Trent's mom. It had a lot of great spots. It was, you know, it was a little quirky. It was a little weird, but we knew that as we were heading into it. It was a lot more serious and a lot more violent than I was expecting it to be. So the main event on AEW was awesome as well. Top to bottom, Dynamite is getting my vote for Weekly Winner. A two-part, almost a three-part edition of Weekly Winner.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.